Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 131 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about recogged acolytes.
Okay, I didn't read that part of this before. What the hell is a recogged acolyte?
You don't know?
No, you knew you were setting me up for that, too.
Okay, everybody who's listening to this, email into us what a recogged acolyte is, and then Kura will know.
Okay. So I'll never know. Teasing.
All right. Yeah, because nobody ever writes.
Well, no one listens. All right, first one, I guess. Not first one. I guess this is the first recogged acolyte. What do your clothes say about you?
Lesbian.
You?
Yeah.
You think? No.
I dress pretty plainly. I like lots of flannel.
You dress like a bear. You dress like a lumberjack. That's...
In other words, lesbian.
No, lesbians decide to dress like men. That's so... No, I think the way you dress this is how you feel about yourself.
Comfortable.
Comfortable. Yeah, I would say that too. Me too.
I will not wear a pair of pants because it makes my ass look better. I would rather wear a comfortable pair of pants.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's. I think the better you dress, the... I don't know, says a lot of, do you think it says a lot about you or no?
No, I don't think it says much about me.
Yeah. So.
What about the way you dress? You have lots of Tommy middle finger clothes.
Tommy middle finger. Listen to you. I think I'm relaxed, comfortable. I think I dress well. I think I like to dress up. I don't really dress up any longer. I used to quite a bit when I would go out and stuff, but I do enjoy. I do like shopping for clothes and stuff like that. We haven't done that in a long time, but I know you hate it. That's why we don't go. But no, I think I'm comfortable, relaxed. So you don't agree with that?
See, when I would go out, I would wear a bear hat and little else.
And little else, yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to different bars than you were going to, too. Okay, yeah. Why would you wear a bear hat? Like, people couldn't tell that you weren't a bear.
Remember the first night?
We met, yeah.
I told you I'd be wearing a bear hat that says bear on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That way you would know who I was.
Yeah. So I wasn't the first victim.
Always in a public place.
Always in a public, yeah. All right.
Which one of you has the worst luck?
I don't know.
I think we've both led pretty charmed lives.
Yeah. I mean, we really...
Things could have turned out a lot worse for either one of us by now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, with diabetes and all that stuff, there'd be means and the ability to take care of it. Now we just get to deal with all the side effects of diabetes. So, yeah, I would say, I mean, by chance, though, I mean, like, small things, who do you think has worse luck? Nothing big, just, like, little happening.
Must be me.
I think it's you, yeah. I think just little things, yeah. Things seem to stack on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't just have, like, one thing and then you're good. It's always a few things. They kind of pile up on you, to me, so...
And you wonder why I'm crabby all the time.
What is that noise?
Because, there's a cat eating somewhere.
Oh, figures. Okay, what first world problem do you have?
Yesterday, we lost the internet for hours and couldn't turn any lights on or off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's frustrating, though.
It sure is.
And we couldn't get online either.
Yeah.
So we couldn't... we were stuck.
couldn't watch TV except for broadcast TV, and that sucks.
It doesn't bother me. I watch broadcast TV all the time, though, so.
Interrupted by commercials every 2 minutes.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that would, yeah. I agree with that. That's the biggest first world problem that we had recently. Okay.
What simple change could you make in your life that would have made the biggest positive impact?
Get my blood sugars under better control.
Okay.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing?
I'd say $1 million. That would make the biggest change in my life.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fair. Okay. What's the fullest you've ever been?
Pretty much any meal after taking Ozempic.
Really? Does it make you that bloated?
It makes me feel full all the time.
Really? And it lasts for a while, doesn't it?
A week.
That's not normal. That's weird.
But I think the worst of it is like the next day after taking it.
Okay. And then you feel
which is why I take it on Fridays, so that I don't binge on the weekends.
You have the weekend. Oh, okay. I mean, so basically you get full, and then as the week, it kind of wanes.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. That's terrible.
And it's not one of those. There's other drugs where you can take a half a dose, you know, instead of taking 2 pills every day, you could take 1 pill every 12 hours. You can't do that with Ozempic. You can't split the dose.
Oh, okay. The fullest I've ever been, I don't think I've ever been full. I eat all the time. I'm a snacker. But probably after Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner, I would say. That's weird.
You didn't eat anything at Thanksgiving.
This year I didn't. Last year I did. I ate a lot last year. And this year was in the beginning of when I started not feeling well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have osteoporosis.
Well, that's the doctor said that.
Oh, sorry. I said that wrong. Yeah. Gastroparesis.
Gastroparesis, yeah. I don't have osteoporosis. Gastroparesis, yes. Well, the doctor said that, too. So, well, we don't know, but is there tests they can do?
I don't know.
Hmm.
It could be like the bile acid problem that I have. There is a test for that, but it's only available in Europe, and it costs $2,000 to take it, let alone getting there.
Yeah.
And he said, really, all you can do is take the cure and see if you get better.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's why I drink that resin twice a day.
Okay. All right.
What job would you be absolutely horrible at?
I don't know.
Don't say gigolo.
That would be one. I don't know.
For me, it would be anything dealing with the public.
I was going to say yours, customer service. Yours is easy. What I'd be good at? I couldn't do your job. There's no way. Not dealing with the public? I mean, that would be mine, I
guess. Sequestered away in some castle.
Oh, God. Can you imagine me being just... I couldn't... Yeah. Could you see me being happy doing, like, a computer... Computer work?
Probably not.
I don't have the attention span to sit there for 8 hours a day to do it.
It's like when my grandmother was told she had to give up her driver's license. And she complained to me, but I have to go somewhere every day. And I go, Grandma, you're not going to get any sympathy from me because I would love to just stay at home every day, all day.
Yeah.
And not have to go anywhere and see anybody.
Yeah, you'd be completely content never to leave this house again. And you know me, I'm like, I have to get out of the house at least once a day. Yeah, there's no way I couldn't do it. So... I guess we'd have to be not dealing with the public, so. Okay. Who in the movie business seems the most down to earth?
Do you know who Sean Levy is?
Sean Levy. Yes. Eugene Levy's son?
I didn't know that.
Who's Sean Levy? What's he in? Is he in Schitt's Creek?
He directed Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay.
He also directed Free Guy.
Okay, yeah. Eugene Levy's son. Yeah, he's in those commercials, the Amex commercials. You don't watch commercials. Young kid, pretty young, 30s, 40s, attractive, black hair.
don't necessarily think of him as attractive.
Well, I mean, not our type, but...
He also directed several episodes of Stranger Things.
Okay.
There was a documentary on Disney about him making the Deadpool and Wolverine movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he just seems very down to earth, a very easygoing guy.
Mm-hmm.
Always good. Happy.
Good.
A lot of directors are brooding all the time.
Mm-hmm. And, especially
and they
directors.
Look like, oh my God, I don't want to be on this documentary whatsoever. And,
yeah.
But that guy, Sean Levy, he seemed very down to earth. Or maybe he's just figured out how to play that in front of the camera. I don't know.
I would probably say Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
Just because I've seen interviews with him and he seems down to earth. And he seems bothered with fame. He doesn't want to be famous. And I think that's what I find charming about him. Like, he's actually, he doesn't get the whole fame thing. He doesn't want to be famous. He just, it's his, he acts. And he goes, I don't understand why people freak out about it. He goes, it's just a job to me.
What was the name of that gay Western he was in?
I don't know. I can't remember it.
He seems pretty over the top in that movie, but I guess that's acting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, if you ever see any of his interviews, he's really laid back. He's nothing like you see, like, on TV. Like, in The Last of Us, he was brooding and all that stuff, and then, well, you know, then Game of Thrones and all that stuff. So, he's, I mean, but that's just really off the top of my head. I mean, there's probably other people out there that I'd like to meet, or, you know what I mean? Or would seem really more down to earth, but he seems real down to earth to me. But,
what job doesn't exist but should?
God, there's probably some out there. I don't know. An ass wiper? Someone to wipe my ass? I don't know. What? I know you have an answer to this.
Constitutional reviewer.
Isn't that what the Supreme Court's supposed to do?
I don't like the way it works.
Okay.
The lawmakers make a law. They get enough of them together for a quorum. They pass the law. If the president doesn't like it, he vetoes it. If they don't like that, they overturn the veto. It goes into effect in usually in a future time to give people time for the law. And then somebody violates the law, and they challenge it in court. And then that court goes up to a higher court, and that court goes up to a higher court, and it finally gets to the Supreme Court, who decides whether it's constitutional or not. Why don't they just do the constitutional review at the beginning?
In the beginning, and before they even go through all the rigmarole.
Yeah.
And that's a good point. That's good. That's a really good idea. Because now it'll take a constitutional amendment to get a constitutional review done.
Yeah,
and then we have to get... So, that's a really good idea, though. Even if it's a board.
Let the Supreme Court do it. Most of the time, they're just sitting around writing opinions anyway.
Yeah. Which job doesn't exist but should? Cat trainer.
You look so smug and satisfied with that answer.
It's true, but it'll never work because cats refuse to be trained. That's a good answer. You look at me. You're looking at me like you don't know if you're mad at me or you're laughing at me. All right.
What besides wealth do you never have enough of? Sex.
Sex, yeah. Not enough of, you can take it to his love.
You don't think you have enough love?
Or I can never have enough of your love. You mean you could?
You mean too, sex?
Sex. Yeah. All right. You got a joke for us this week?
Very short episode.
That's a very short episode.
Do you know why a pregnant woman in the hospital was yelling, shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, can't?
Shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, can't. No.
She was having contractions.
Oh, shit. That's cute. All right. You're terrible.
We hope you liked episode 131 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.